The Democratic People's Republic of Korea said it feared that existing double standards and inequality were disturbing the progress of the Conference on Disarmament, and reiterated that its recent actions to conduct a nuclear test were aimed at countering aggressions and were defensive countermeasures. The DPRK or North Korea made its comments in Geneva, where the Conference on Disarmament held a public plenary, at which a number of speakers strongly condemned the DPRK's nuclear test on February 12th, noting that it constituted an extremely serious violation of United Nations Security Council resolutions. The representative of the DPRK is Ambassador John Young Ryong.
I have taken the floor to react to the utterances made by South Korean delegation. As we have declared our position on many occasions, we have never recognized the Burgundy's resolution on sanctions by the UN Security Council. As the saying goes, a newborn puppy and knows no fear of a tiger. South Korea's rash behavior would only herald its final destruction.
The representative of South Korea, Hae-young Kwan, said it was common knowledge that North Korea is committing enormous resources to developing nuclear weapons and missile capability while experiencing chronic food shortages and continually threatening its people.
The North Korean people are in dire situation because of the bad allocation of their resources. And the North Korean regime has continued to ask for humanitarian assistance from the international community. Considering this, we urge North Korea to focus on improving the living conditions for its entire people.
Several other delegations condemned the nuclear test as unacceptable, noting that it seriously undermined the peace and security of Northeast Asia and the world. Don Bob, United Nations.